All right. Praise God. Amen.
感谢我们的神。Amen.
I don't know why.
我也不知道为什么。
God just put that so heavy on my heart.
心里就突然有这个非常沉重的感觉，神摆在我心上。
We just need to pray for one another more.
我们让我认知，我们就是必须为彼此多祷告。
I'm so blessed this morning.
Wow, 我今天早上非常受到祝福。
And our chairman asked, "Are you happy to be here?"
然后我们的主席问，你今天来到这里，你今天高不高兴在这里？
I am so happy to be here.
那我本身非常开心，我现在。
Are you happy to be here?
那你们呢？开心还是不开心？
God has welcomed us here.
神欢迎我们来到这里。
Someone prayed earlier. God has brought us back here.
之前有人祷告，神把我们从世界上带回来到这里。早上，今天。
This is a place of God.
这是属神的地方。
May our hearts be a place of God this morning.
那我也希望我们的心也一样，和这里一样，是一个属神的地方。
That His Spirit would move freely.
但希望他的灵可以自由运行。
I love this church.
我非常热爱我这个教会。
There's so many things going on right now.
但是现在有很多事情同时的在发生。
Where the church is moving together.
教会是以同一同的一个同体是朝着那个方向进行。
And there are people that are being led by the Spirit.
而很多人因为因着灵的引领。
Because when there's a call to move.
因为当有一个当神给一个让你行动的一个
，When the Spirit calls you to move，
然后当圣灵呼召你
，We've seen that there's so many of us that are not hesitating。
那我们看到我们在座很多一点都不疑惑。
When the Spirit wants you to step forward，
当灵叫你往前
，Don't hesitate，
不要犹豫。
Pastor James and I were just giving thanks.
那刘范长老与我两人就是一直在感谢。
That we see so much movement increasing, Holy Spirit movement increasing here.
让我们看到在教会里有越来很多很多的这圣灵所引领的行动。
There are things and people rising up.
有很多人因着这个而起站起来
where we haven't seen before.
那我们从前所未有
things where people are not asked by humans.
有些是那些超自然的，不是从人那里来的。
Someone's ring just went off. Check your security. But in response to the Holy Spirit.
而不是因着人，而是因着圣灵的呼召。
That's good.
那是非常好的事。
This morning,
今早
when we were singing that song, I felt such a strong move of the Spirit to say, people here need prayer from someone.
今早当我在听那首歌的时候，我就心里就大大的被圣灵引领，知道。
And I was like, we don't do that.
这里有人需要祷告，那我也知道我们平常不做这种事。
What if no one stands up?
那我也心里担心，那万一我呼召，可是没人站起来怎么办
？What if people stand up and nobody wants to pray for them？
或者是有人站起来，可是没人愿意为他们祷告怎么办
？I don't know，
真不知道该怎么办。
But the Lord was leading me，
但主引导着我。
So I said I just have to move。
那我无法，而就是跟着他的引领而动，而行动。
Let's always move where God is moving us. Amen.
让我们切记一直 跟着神的呼召一起行动。
Now there was a man this morning who did say for the kids' summer camp, we need some people to move.
那有个男人确实有早上有跟我们说，我们儿童夏令营有些地方需要神要叫我们去往那里走。
We have so many people who have already stepped up to volunteer for this.
我们已经有很多人自愿来事工这件活动。
But this man came up, Peter came up and said, we need some more.
但是我们胡弟兄上来说，但是我们还需要更多的人。
And so, step into that.
所以就让灵引领你向那里前进。
I don't want you to miss this.
我不希望有任何人会错失这个机会。
Even if you're a brand new believer.
不管你是，即使你是刚信主的人。
Even if you were just baptized.
即使你是刚受洗。
Even if you've never participated in anything else before in church.
即使你从来没有参与过教会任何其他的行动。
I don't want you to miss this.
但我希望你不要错过这个机会。
Because God is going to do something.
因为神可以在你里头做工。
He's going to do something in this church.
他会在这教会做工。
He's going to do something in this camp.
他会在这夏令营里头做工。
He's already on the move.
神已经在行动了。
And you want to be a part of that.
那你绝对不想错过。
You want to be able to say, it was such an honor, God, to be a part of that.
你要在事后能说啊，真是我的荣幸能和神一起参与这个事。
So get involved in this.
所以参与。
There's something that broke my heart recently.
我最近有一件事情让我心里心碎了。Almost.
I heard on a Christian program.
我在一个基督徒的那个节目里头
，There was a mother of two boys who was sharing.
有一位两个男孩子的母亲
，And she was really hurt.
她
by some people who called themselves Christians.
她呢受到了创伤，她所受到的创伤是由那。有几位自称为基督徒的人。
She was a single mother.
这位母亲是一个单亲母亲。
Her husband had mistreated her and left her and the kids.
她的丈夫对她不好，然后抛弃了她与她的两个孩子。
And so after that, they got divorced.
那之后他们就离婚了。
She had to raise.Two boys as a single mother.
所以她要自己一人养两个男孩子。
She shared how she hung out with a group of mothers.
然后在这节目上，这母亲分享说，她跟这些其他的这些妈妈们一起有互动。
Because their kids shared the same activities.
因为他们的孩子们是一起有同样的活，共同的活动。
And she learned that these mothers were Christians. They said they go to church.
然后她后来这母亲知道了这些其他跟她一起的这些其他的母亲呢，他们自称为是基督徒，他们上教会。
But then she learned that these mothers were gossiping behind her back.
但是这位母亲后来知道了其他的这些妈妈们呢在她后头说闲话。
She found out that they were making assumptions about her.
她后来发现到这些其他的人是在自编自导自演一些有关于这位母亲的故事。
They were making assumptions of,Why she was divorced.
他们在自编，在原这个母亲离婚的原因。
She was still hurting from this painful relationship.
而这母亲呢，还是在她这个离婚的这个事情，还是在受到创伤的时候。
She had so much stress in her life and burden because she was reeling from the pain of what her husband had done.
她在生命中，她生活中有很多的压力，很多的创伤。
She's raising two young boys on her own.
因为她还没无法忘记她丈夫所做对她做的错。 然后他一人养着两个男孩子。
Instead of caring for her,
那与其来关心这位母亲，
these so-called Christian mothers gossiped about her behind her back.
与其关心这位母亲，这些自称为基督徒的其他的这些妈妈们呢，反而是在她的后头闲言闲语。
Because that's the thing about gossip.
这就是八卦的事情。
Gossip always gets found out.
你八卦，你闲言闲语，到最后只
帮助我。And gossip is not fitting, according to the word of the Lord, is not fitting for us as believers.
八卦，闲言闲语，对于在圣经上，而对于我们的信仰是一点都不符合的。
Gossiping is a terrible habit.
这件，闲言闲语是一件非常
Instead of loving someone, you are doing them evil by gossiping.
你没有去爱别人，反而以八卦的方式去伤害别人。
And this woman said, "Is this how Christians are?"
所以这位母亲最后自问：基督徒难道就是这样吗？
I would never step into a church.
我发誓，我绝不进教会一步。
If this is how Christians are,
假如这些其他的人就是基督徒的样子。
You see, these women profess to be Christians, followers of Jesus.
你们看到了吗？这些其他的母亲自称为是有信心的，自称为是信神的。
And I'm not sure, even by today, if they know the effect that they had on this woman.
但是我心里在想，到今天这些其他自称为基督徒的母亲们都不认知到他们对于这一位单亲母亲造成了多大的伤害。
I was so bothered by this.
我听到这件事时候，我心里非常困扰。
It stayed on my heart.
在这件事在我心上缭绕了好几天。
I love our church.
我非常热爱我的教会。
But I can't imagine that people from our church would have this effect on someone else. I hope not.
我无法去想象，假如我们教会这里的成员会有这种闲言闲语去造成别人伤害的事情，我真的无法想象，我也希望没有。
Jesus said, "You are the light of the world."
耶稣说，你是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光。
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
建在山上的城是无法隐藏的。
Nor do you light a lamp and put it under a basket.
人点了灯不会放在凉气底下。
But the lamp you put on a stand.
而是放在灯台上。
So that it gives light to everyone in the house.
这样就照亮一家人。
In the same way.
所以同样。
Let your light shine before everyone.
你们的光也应当照在人前。
So that they may see your good works.
让他们看见你的好行为。
And they would give glory to God your Father.
所以他们可以颂赞你们在天上的父。
You are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光。
When Jesus said this, he was giving us an identity.
当耶稣在讲这段话的时候，他其实是给我们这些基督徒一个身份。
He was giving us a purpose.
他是给了我们一个原 purpose,
一个 purpose.
目的。
He says,Here's your identity. You are the light of the world.
他说你的身份就是这样，你是世上的光。
He doesn't say you should be the light of the world.
他并不是以这种语气说，他不是说你应该是世上的光。
He doesn't say you should try to be the light of the world.
他也不是用这种语气说你应该试试看去当世上的光。
This is an identity.
这实的身份。
You are the light of the world.
你确实是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
你是世上的光。
Light cannot be hidden.
那光是无法隐藏的。
So then your purpose is to shine.
所以你的目的就是要照亮。
And when people see the light,
那当人看到光的时候呢?
When they see your good works,
当他们看到你的好行为,
when they see your life,
他们看到你的生活是如何,
they will say there must be a God.
他们就会认知到这确实有一位神。
And we give glory to your God.
那他们就无法自拔的要把荣耀给你的那位神。
You are the light of the world.
你是世上。
Turn to someone and say, "You are the light of the world."
转到向你隔壁的人说，你是世上的光。You are the light of the world.
You're the light of the world.
You're.
You are the light. No, you are the light of the world.
No, no, you are the light. No, you, no, you.
See, but it's not true for everyone in here, right?
那但是这又说回来，可是好像又不一定是真的，在座的每一位。
Because you have to be connected to Jesus.
因为前提是你必须要与耶稣有连结。
When you are connected to Jesus,
当你与耶稣有连结的时候
，When you are willing to give free.Reign to the Holy Spirit's work in your life.
当你自愿的把你自己的生命让愿意让圣灵来做引导的时候
，When His life and power flows in you.
当我们父的生命的大能在你身从你身体中流淌出来的时候
，When you obey His leading.
当你遵循他的引导的时候
，When you let Him change you.And transform you from within.
当你愿意让他从里到外的确实的改变之后
you will shine brightly.
你就会自然而然的像光一样发亮。
People will see.
人无法
And they who know you.
他们会看见，他们会知道。
Those who know you,
那些认识你的人，那些真正知道你的人
，and they see this transformation in your life.
然后当他们看到你生命中的改变
，That's why people say there must be a God.
他们在那时候才会恍然大悟
This is not the person I used to know.
知道那里有神，因为这个人跟以前截然不同。
There must be a God.
那里。必一定有神来改变他。
We give glory to your God.
我会把荣耀给你的神。
So Jesus says, "You are the light of the world."
所以耶稣说，你们是世上的光。
But Jesus, a few chapters later in John, says that He is the light of the world.
但是在接下来，在约翰福音接下来几章。耶稣又说，他是世上的光。
Jesus says, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣形容自己，他是世上的光。
What's the concept here?
所以这里的想，这里的主题是什么呢
？Every Christian has a purpose.
每一位基督徒都有一个目的。
To be transformed.
他的目的就是要被转变。
From the inside out.
从里到外的转变。
To become what? More and more like Jesus.
那转变像什么呢？转变越来越像基督。
Here's the way I say it to the youth.
那我对我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们是这样讲的。
When God created you.
当神创造你的时候
When he had you in mind before the foundation of the world.
当他创造世界，天地之前，他 想创造你的那的时候
there, He has a version of you.
有一个你的版本
It's the perfect version.
那版本是完美的版本
This version resembles His Son.
这个版本代表象征性的就像是他的儿子一样
But because of sin,
那但是因着罪
and sin's effect,
然后罪的影响
The version of you has become really, 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 really ugly.
那这版本慢慢走样，越来越丑陋。
That's what happens because of sin in your life.
神，假如你假如生命里有罪，这就是后果。
But when God saves you,
不过当神救了你以后。
Because of his love for you.
因为他因着他对你的爱
He hates to see that version of you.
所以他无法忍受看到这丑陋的这个版本
So he covers you in Christ.
所以他以他的儿子的样式帮你遮盖
And he fills you with himself.
然后他又以他自己充满你
So that as you walk in step with him,
所以当你在与神同步同行的时候
Slowly as you're transformed
慢慢地改变
Your resemblance becomes more and more once again like Jesus who you were designed to be like
而你的表现就越来越像你原本应该像的样子就是他像基督一样
He created you to be this version
神创造你原本是要像那个样子
But sin made you into this kind of ugly version.
但是因着罪你变成那个样子
But out of his love for you
但是因为神对你的爱
And as you walk in his love
然后你在他的爱中行走
You keep changing versions and versions more and more like the one that he destined you to be.
那你这个版本因着你在他的爱中行走一直在进化改变直到最终越来越像他原本期望设计你的那个样子
And Romans 8:29 tells us that
那就是罗马书第八章第二十九节就是如此这样说
From before the foundation of the world he already predestined you to resemble his son
罗马书八章二十九节，他就预先命定他们和他的儿子形象一模一样。
So our purpose in shining light into the world.
所以我们的目的是要以光照亮这个世界。
Is to resemble Jesus.
就是要显出耶稣的形象。
The version.Of you, the unique you, the you that only you can be.
那这个你是独特的你，也是只有你能够当的你。
But the way that God created you to be.
但是是神原初创造本意的你。
And you shine.
而你无自然而然的
照亮。 Because people of the world say, I've never seen that type of light.
因为世上的人会说他们从来没有看过这样的光。
Ephesians 5:8 says, For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the world.
以弗所书五章八节说你们从前是黑暗的现今在主里却是光明的。
Walk as children of light.
行事为人就当光明的儿女。
For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
Look at that, verse 8. At one time you were darkness.
我们把注意力放在第八节。从前你们是黑暗的。
But now you are light.
现今却是光明的。
At one time, you loved to gossip.
就像是说，从前你是爱八卦的。
At one time, you loved to talk about other people behind their back.
曾经何时你喜欢在别人的背后指指点点。
One definition says you have unconstrained conversation about other people, typically involving details not confirmed to be true.
甚至有一个方面可以说你是口无遮拦的在别人的后头指指点点。
Meaning you can't even help yourself.
这个的意思是什么？这是你自己无法没有自制力，无法自控。
We've all been around someone who gossips.
那我们是不是大家都有这经验？是在
It's almost as if they, yeah.
是 在别人身边有人喜欢八卦
，They can't stop，
他们无法自拔。
You might not even know that that's your reputation
这些爱八卦，你甚至可能不知道你自己就是个八卦公或八卦婆。
I don't even understand, but that's cool.God's word says, and so so you gossip.
所以你就是爱八卦。
But God's word says,
但是神的话说,
you were once darkness.
你从前是黑暗的。
Now you are light in the Lord.
但现在你是在神里头光明。
You were once a gossip.
你从前是爱八卦的。
But you are now light in the Lord.
但是现在不一样，现在在神里头你是亮光。
At one time you were an angry, bitter, insecure person.
从前你是暴躁、不安，然后易怒的。
Now you are light in the Lord.
现在你在神里头是光明的。
At one time you were a liar, a cheater.
从前你是说谎的，你是骗人的。
Now you are light.
现在你在神里是光亮。
At one time you were self-centered.
之前是自私的。
Now you are light in the Lord.
现在是神里的光明。
At one time you were a sinner.
从前你是个罪人。
Now you are a lover of Jesus.
现在你是爱耶稣的人。
And you are light in the Lord.
也是神里的光亮。
At one time you were darkness.
从前你是黑暗的。
It actually says you were darkness.
那里就像字眼说了，你是黑暗的。
And now.You are light in the Lord.
在主里现在却是光明的。
If you have Jesus,
你假如有耶稣的话，
because he loved you,
因着他对你的爱，
because he loves you,
因为他爱你，
because of his grace over you,
因为他对你的恩典，
because he died for you,
而且因为他为了你而死，
because he's restoring you,
而因为他重新建造你。
Because of Jesus, you are light in the Lord.
因为耶稣，你是世上的光。
Say that to someone next to you. Because of Jesus, you are now light in the Lord.
跟旁边的人说，因着耶稣，你是世上的光。Because of Jesus,
you are the light. You are light in the Lord. Yeah. And it says, if Lord, then what?
So, 所以这你是世上的光，那你应该怎样呢？
Then what?
那怎样呢？
Then what?
怎样？
Then what? Then what? The light.
说就应该走在光里。
Then turn to someone and say, then walk in the light.
所以光里亮。
You may have been a gossip.
你可能曾经喜欢指指点点别人。
Now you are light in the Lord.
现在你是神里的光亮。
You were all these things.
你从前是那些。
Now you are these things in the Lord.
现在你是在神里面。
See, that's an identity statement.
这是一种身份的分别。
Did you know?
你知道吗？
That nowhere in the New Testament.
在新约里面没有任何一个地方
There's nowhere that calls a Christian sinners.
在新约里没有任何一个地方以罪人这个名词来形容基督徒的。
Yeah, Paul says, while we were sinners, Christ died and saved us.
保罗是有写，当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣已经为我们而死。
But nowhere.
但是没有任何其他的地方，任何一个地方。
Nowhere does the scripture say we are called sinners.
经里头以罪人的方式形容基督徒，在新约里没有一处是如此。
Because being a sinner is an identity.
因为罪人也是一种身份。
You cannot call yourself a sinner.
你不能自称为罪人。
Sometimes I hear that in prayers from believers.
有的时候我曾听到基督徒这样的祷告，在祷告里头，形同自己是罪人。
I'm such a sinner.
他说啊，我是这样的罪人。
I'm sorry.
不好意思。
You are not.
你不是罪人。
Because a sinner is an identity.
因为罪人是一种身份的自称。
You want to see what your identity in some verses?
你要不要看？我们接下来让你看一下你真正的身份在经里头是如何讲。
Let's go ahead. Where's my touch screen?
我们来看。
See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God.
你们看，父赐给我们怎样的爱，就是让我们可以称为什么？称为神的儿女。
So we are.
所以我们也真是他的儿女。
You are not a sinner.
你不自称为罪人。
You are a what? Child of God.
你是神的儿女。
Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship.
我们原是神所做成的。
There's a version that says we're his handiwork.
有另外一种，用另外一个翻译版本是我们是他巧手所做出的作品。
I love to make stuff with wood.
我们的牧师很喜欢，他是个工匠木匠。
No, I'm not. A woodworker. Yeah, I just like to make things.
Carpenter.
Okay, no, okay. I try to be like Jesus. But even when I made a wooden box,
当我做了一个木头的盒子的时候,
and it's just to hold our coffee spoon,
只是为了摆我们咖啡的调羹,
I love that little wooden box.
但是我就是非常喜爱我做的那个小木盒。
Every morning,
每天早上
when I make coffee,
当我做咖啡的时候
almost every morning,
几乎是每天早上
I look at that box,
我都会看看那个小木盒
just a wooden little thing,
就是一个小小木头做的东西
I said, wow, I love that.
然后看了就心里就非常喜爱
I did that.
因为知道是我制造出来的
so proud of
所以我心里对他充满爱惜甚至有一种anyways 就是很爱
yeah I have a deep feeling
yeah 心里就是对这个小木盒非常有深处的
感情
连接
that's just a wood box
可是想一想，只是个木头盒子。
But it's my box.
因为是我所制造的，是我的小木盒。
And I look on that box with pride.
然后我是以有一种非常荣耀的心情在看这个盒子。
You are not called a sinner.
弟兄姊妹们，你不是。叫罪人。
God does not see you as a sinner.
神已经不把你当罪人在看待。
God sees you as his handiwork.
神看你就像是他看他做的小木盒一样。
He looks on you with delight.
他看着你，心里是充满喜爱、喜乐。
I don't think God drinks coffee. Yeah, I bet God drinks good coffee.
He drinks Monster, bro.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't drink Monster.
No let me grab mine, actually, because you have your coffee. Cheers. 那神不知道喝不喝咖啡，不过他假如喝咖啡，应该是喝非常好的咖啡。
And when God sees you,
当神看着你的时候，
you are His handiwork.
你就是他巧手所做出来的巧工。
If I could express to you how much that little box means,
you should have brought it here.
I should have brought it.
Yeah,
I didn't think about this. It just came up.
你知道，我假如能够把我那小木盒带来给你看，你就会了解到我的意思。
That's how God sees you.
神就是如此看着你。
He doesn't call you a sinner.
神不把你叫做罪人。
He delights in His handiwork.
他看着你，心里是满心欢喜的，因为他是你，你是他亲手所创造的。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
哥林多后书五章十七节，如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The old has passed away, the new has come.
旧事已过去，一切都变新了。
You are not a sinner.
你不是罪人。
You're a new creation.
你是新造的人。
And there's so much more of this.
然后还有到处都有像类似这
It's all over the Word of God.
在圣经里头，这样的形容到处都是。
I hope that in your small group, your fellowship, somebody would take this on as a study. Who are we? What is? Who does God say we are?
说不定在你们小组里面，说不定这是一个很好的探讨的题目，来探讨我们到底是什么，在神的认知里头，我们到底应该称为自己是什么。
But you say, but I sin.
但是你会自问，但是我犯罪。
But I say to you, but you have Jesus.
那我就反测你，但是你有耶稣。
Because if you have Jesus,
假如你有耶稣，
and you hate your sin,
然后你也痛恨你的罪。
Look at what Psalm says.
我们来看一看诗篇是怎么讲。
You know this.
你们应该都知道这一句。
As far as the east is from the west.
东离西有多远。
So far have I removed your transgressions from you.
神以他敌人的口语的话就我也使你们的罪离你们有多远。
You need to understand how far God goes.
我们需要去了解，去认知到神为了我们做了多少事。
The Word of God says God made him, his son, who had no sin to be sin for us, so that, look at this, in Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God.
你看神是多爱我们，神为了我们不没有罪，他说：“神使那无罪的，就是他的儿子，替我们成为有罪的，使我们在他里面成为什么？不是罪人，是神的义。”
What?
那你就想
，We have become the righteousness of God.
你说怎么可能？我们成为神的义？
That's what His Word says.
那但是神的话就是这么写。
God doesn't see you in sin.
神已经不看你在罪里。
He sees you as His righteousness.
神把你当作他自己的义在看待。
For anybody who studied like the Bible, you look at Corinthians and you see, we know that in Corinth, there was a lot of sin. In that church, like open, openly.
那些读圣经的就知道，在哥林多，你知道在那里，那个城市是充满着罪的城市。
That church.
那个教会是充满着罪的教会。
And when Paul writes to them,
当保罗写信给他们的时候
，Look at what he's called. He says to the church of God that is in Corinth.
他是怎么写的？他说写给哥林多的教神的教会。
To you.Filthy sinners.
你这些肮脏的罪人。
No.
No. 不是这样写。
To you openly rebellious Christians.
或者他的抬头是写给你们这些在触目神的这些人吗？
No. No, he says,
他也不是这样写。
To those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints.Together,
他保罗称为这个充满罪的教会，他怎么写？他说，在基督里已经分别为圣，蒙召为圣徒的人。
Let us never call ourselves sinners.
让我们以后不要再以罪人自居。
You are loved.
你被神所爱，你
被上帝
所爱。你被选中了。
You are redeemed.
你被救赎了。
You are a child of God.
你是神的孩子。
You are God's handiwork.
你是上帝的杰作。
You are the righteousness of God.
你是神的义。
You are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
你在基督里成圣了。
You are a saint.
你是圣人。
You're a saint.
You are saint.
No, you are a saint.
No. We're both saints.
Turn to someone and say, you are a saint.
Yeah, 转到你旁边的人跟他说你是圣人。
Saint Frank,
Saint Alex,
Francis, right?
You let me hang, but okay.
Sorry, bro. That is who we are.
那才是我们的身份。
We want to see less sin in our life.
我们当然想要，我们当然是以一个。越来越少罪在我们生命中为目标。
Because that is not who we are.
因为罪不是罪人不是我们的身份。
When we see sin, sin should grieve us.
当我们看到生命里有罪，应该是让我们非常伤痛。
It causes us to repent.
让我们要悔改，会让我们想要悔改。
And many of us need to ask God, God, forgive me.
所以我们才会为向神求，请你原谅我。
And remember, God, you have forgiven me.
但是也知道神，你已经原谅我了。
I sinned against you, God.
我犯罪触犯了你。
I grieve you.
我让你难过了。
And it grieves me.
但我也难过。
When I sin, I hurt myself and I hurt others.
当我犯罪，我不但伤害自己，也伤害他人。
Holy Spirit, empower me.
圣灵，请你。
Help me to be the me that you created me to be.
帮助我能成为你原本创造我原先的我。
I am the light of the world.
我是世上的光。
God, I want to shine.
主神啊，我想要发亮。
You see, our identity defines our purpose.
弟兄姊妹，看到没有？我们的身份就也就是表明了我们在世上的目的。
You are light.
你是光。
That's who you are.
那就是你。
So then you got to shine.
那你除了发亮还能做什么？
So how is your lightiness?
所以那你到底有多亮？
Is that a real word?
有没有这样想过？我比你亮。
He said he's shinier than me because his whole. I like that. Anyways, I had something.
Literally.
1 John 1:7 says, But if we walk in the light as he is in the light.
约翰一书一章七节这里说，我们若行在光中，就像他在光中一样。
We have fellowship with one another.
就彼此相通。
There's something that God's been revealing to me.
最近神一直在向我显现、显明一些事情。
Of why we serve.
在探讨为什么我们会服事。
Why we have ministry.
为什么我们有事工。
See, usually when we think about serving,
你知道，通常当我们想到侍奉的时候，
we think of volunteering to serve to build up others.
我们往往联想到的是，你自愿去服侍是为了建造其他的人。
When you get involved in ministry,
当你参与事工的时候，
you are thinking, I'm going to help others.
你自己在心里是想说，我参与这个是为了帮助其他的人。
But what if God uses your ministry?To build up you.
但有没有想过，有没有可能神其实是用事工来建造你，来帮助你？
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Someone who serves actively in the church, not this church, was sharing.
有一位不是我们教会的人，不过有一位，很勤勉在公，而且勤勉在教会里侍奉的一位 brother，
一
位弟兄
，was sharing how in the course of serving someone really hurt them，
就是在他在在。服侍的这个过程中呢，他被某些人受了伤害，他被伤害到了。
It really hurt.
然后心里真的受到创伤。
And he said it would have been better if it was someone just from outside the church.
他说，他这个弟兄就形容说，感觉我宁愿是被不是教会在外面的不认识的人所伤害还比较好一点。
But I am.Wounded and has been wounded for a long time because of being hurt in the church.
但是因为是在教会里头被教会的人所受的伤，他受的伤很深。
One of the things that we need to see about sin is always relational.
那你知道，我们当我们在想罪的时候，我们要了解到罪是有一种关系性的。
That's why I remember when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
所以我们要记得，就是当耶稣教他的使徒祷告的时候，
he covers this, "Forgive us our trespasses, as you have forgiven our trespasses." Right?
他这样祷告是说，原谅我们的过错，就像我们如同我们饶恕别人一样。Yep.
If you really think about what Jesus' concept that he's giving us is, we're consciously asking God, treat us how we treat others.
你只要仔细去想的话，我们其实就是在常常问要求神说，神啊，请你对我就像是我对他人一样，我对别人一样。
In the church,
在教会里面，
there are brothers and sisters who have hurt each other in the midst of ministry.
在教会里头，有弟兄姐妹通过事工 团契的方式呢，在互相
创造。It could be personality issues.
有可能是因为个性不合的关系。
It could be maturity.
有可能是因为灵命的程度的关系。
Could be strong differences of opinions or approach.
或者是因为因着观念或者做事方式强烈的不同。
Even when it regards ministry.
甚至将是事工，神的事工一样。
Or sometimes it's just one unkind word.
往往只是因为一句不没有爱的话。
And there are brothers and sisters who, as a result of being hurt,
那有很多弟兄姐妹因为受了伤
step out of that ministry.
就离开了事工。
Why should I serve with this person?
他们心里想说，为什么我要跟这种人一起同？
And as a result, there are brothers and sisters in the church who have avoided one another.
Yes, 因此有很多弟兄姐妹在教会里面特别的去不去跟这个人有任何的来往。
Who refuse to serve together?
去拒绝与其他的这个人一起共事。
Who have not talked?To each other for years.
甚至彼此已经没有对话好几年了。
Church, this cannot be.
教会，不，我们不能这个样子。
Do you remember what Jesus said?
你们记不记得耶稣说的？
In Matthew 5:21.
在马太福音5:21.
I should just stop right now, actually. My time's up. Should I keep going?
I think so.
Should I keep going or?
Yeah.
Should we just end on time? I'll give you guys an option. Choose your own adventure.
Finish?
Okay.
I'm not done translating yet. Okay.
Matthew 5:21.
马太福音5:21.
Jesus says, You have heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.
你们听过有这样吩咐古人的话，不可杀人，杀人必判罪。
But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother or sister will be liable to judgment.Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire.
可是我告诉你们，凡是向兄弟或姐妹发怒的，必被判罪。若说兄弟是加拉，必被公义会审判；人说弟兄是魔力，必难逃地狱的火。
Jesus is reframing how we think about anger.
耶稣在这里是把我们规划如何去看愤怒或者是怒气。
When you hold a grudge,
当你对你的别人有不满的时候
，When you have bitterness inside,
当你心里头有那很不公平或者是不满的感觉
，If you have that in your heart.
假如你心里有这个存在的话
，It's equal to murder，
就像是杀了人一样。
That's how God views that。
神就是这样看这件事。
Jesus says, "So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you."
所以耶稣继续说，所以你在祭坛上献祭。供物的时候，如果在那里想起你的弟兄对你不满
，Jesus says, "Leave your gift there before the altar and go."
耶稣说，就当在台前放下供物，先去和那弟兄或姊妹和好。
First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
先要有和好，你再回来献上祭物。
What does God value more?
所以神所重视的是什么
？Your money，
你的钱吗
？Your gifts，
你的礼物吗
？Your offering，
你的贡献吗
？Your service，
你所做的事工吗
？Or does he value that you are reconciled with your brother or sister in Christ.
还是神更重视你跟你的弟兄姐妹们有没有团契和好的团契。
You tell me.
你们能够回答吗？
What does he value more?
你觉得神更重视的是什么？
He says, if you're not reconciled with your brother or sister,
他是这样讲，假如你没有跟你的弟兄姊妹们和好的话，
don't put that gift in the offering box.
你不要把你的支票摆在奉献箱里。
Leave it. He says, leave it there.
先留着。
Don't put it in.
不要摆进去。
You want to offer your service?
你要贡献，你要向我贡献上你的服务吗？
Wait.
你稍等一下。
Jesus says his value system is that you be reconciled.
他更重视的是你先去跟那个与你有衔接的先去和好。
He says go and find that brother or sister.
他说去找那一位与你有问题的那一位，先去跟他们和好。
And say, I am sorry.
跟他们道歉说对不起。
I have been angry at you.
我对你有怒气。
I have been bitter. I have bitterness because of you.
我心里对你有非常的不满。
I have wronged you.
但我也做对你做了不好的事。
Will you, brother or sister, forgive me?
你愿不愿意原谅我？
Then you go back and you can put your offering in the box.
你才在这之后再回去，去把你的供物献上给神。
Then you can move on with your ministry.
接下来你在先和好以后，再继续你的事工，你参与的事物。
You see, if you see God's word,
你看，假如你追求神的话，
and you value what he values,
然后你重视神所重视的，
you will become more and more like Jesus.
你就会越来越像耶稣基督。
You will become more and more the person that he created you to be.
你就越来越像他原初创造你的那个样式。
As a result of ministry in the church,
教会里事工的最终，
You know how it is. Some people are just like, ooh, this person is hard to work with.
在参与事工当中，你当然知道有些人就是比较难。
Oh, this person is
共事。
This person is prickly.
这个人可能身上充满着刺。
Oh, this, oh, mm, mm, you know what I'm talking about. And yet you reconcile with them.
但是你与他和好。
That's what God values.
这就是神所要你做的。
And when you move as the Holy Spirit moves in you,
然后因当圣灵在你里头运行的时候，
you thought you're in ministry to serve others.
你以为你参与事工是为了建造服侍别人，
but God is using ministry to change you.
但实际上神是利用着事工在改变你。
Ministry is the truest form of discipleship.
做参与事工是那最真实性的使徒门徒训练。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父，
everything that we do here, Lord, is under you.
我们在这里做的一切都是在你之下。
And we just want to thank you for your work in us.
我们只是单单的想要向你献上感谢，为着你在我们当中做的工。
Help us to see how much patience and grace that you have on us.
帮助我们看到你在我们身上是有多么大的耐心，还有多么大的恩典。
Because we are so incomplete without you.
因为我们实在是不完全。
Help us to have the same patience and grace on others.
那也求你让我们有像你一样的耐心以及恩典对于其他的人。
That we serve alongside others.
那些我们一同侍奉同工的人。
With reconciled relationships.
那种有会修复和好关系的那种心。
So that we can be the light of the world.
所以这样我们就能成为世上的光。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我这样以耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.